Hello, this is Steve with I Miss Christendom. I had been telling you for a while that I was going to make a video explaining what happened to me and then also thanking everyone for their prayers and thanking those who donated coffees during that time. So, to start off with, I'm just going to explain what happened to me. I had a subarachnoid hemorrhage. It was not a. Sorry about the cat, by the way. It was not a I can't even think of the word of it right now, but it was just a vein that busted and put some blood into my brain, basically. I should fully recover. I'm a lot better than I was. This happened on Holy Saturday, and so what happened was I had actually given up alcohol for Lent, and I went all Lent without drinking any alcohol. I like to drink beer on Friday and Saturday nights. I don't drink throughout the week, but that's one of the things I enjoyed, so I gave that up for Lent. Because my son was going to be in town on Saturday and not Sunday, we decided to have our Easter celebration on Saturday instead of Sunday. And I decided since according to the church, the only thing they require is that we fast on Ash Wednesday, fast on Good Friday, and give up meat on Fridays during the week. That's the only thing that the church actually imposes on us. Anything that we impose on ourselves, we basically set the rules. So I decided I would go ahead and celebrate, be done with my Lent, because technically Lent is over on Good Thursday, not on Easter Sunday. But traditionally, we are supposed to continue any of our fasts or anything that we've given up. We are supposed to continue until Easter Sunday. But anyway, so I know that what I'm supposed to be doing on Good Saturday is I'm supposed to be fasting. I didn't do that. So I did drink quite a bit of beer, and we're pretty sure that that's had a lot to do with what happened to me, because I started probably around 4:30, and I remember around 5:30 opening up my fourth beer and saying, I need to slow down. Well, so around 9:30, I was sitting in the chair and I felt a pop in the back of my neck, and the worst headache that you've ever had. I didn't know what was going on. So I got up, went into the bathroom thinking this is gonna shake, this is gonna resolve. So anyway, it did not subside. I started having weird auditory issues where I would hear things and it would sound digital, so I knew something was really wrong. So I called for my wife to take me to the emergency room. When we got to the about once we got to the parking lot, I threw up everywhere. I threw up all over myself, I threw up all over the car, and I felt better. The headache pretty much had, it didn't go away completely, but it had really subsided. So I said, let's just go home. So next day, which was Easter Sunday, I did not go to church because I couldn't get out of bed. So that night we went to urgent care and they said, well, you must have been dehydrated. So just go home, yada, yada, yada. So I called in work on Monday, didn't feel any better. On Tuesday, called into work. I said, okay, we need to go to the emergency. We need a CAT scan or something. So sure enough, had a CAT scan. I had the bleed. They put me in the hospital for a few days. And I've been recovering ever since. Now, I'm still having issues with my vision. As you can tell, I keep blinking. I don't see, I don't have double vision anymore. I did, but it's difficult to maintain focus sometimes. I did for several, like, 2 weeks, I had this excruciating pain in my back and my side, my hips and my legs and everything. So that's gone. So that's good. And hopefully I'm off for another 2 weeks and hopefully my vision will completely clear up and I can go back to work. But I knew, like I said, I don't remember if I said this already. I knew that I should have been fasting on good Saturday, on Holy Saturday, and not partying. And that's what I did. And this was my fault. Technically, I don't think that I sinned other than the fact that I did get drunk. Now, did I set out to get drunk? I don't know. But yeah, this is something that happened to me because of my own personal decisions that I made. The reality is, I set out to look for a loophole so that I could do what I wanted. I found that loophole and I paid the price for it. But I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your support. And the prayers are really helping. And I really ask you to continue to pray for my recovery. And I really do appreciate that. And I do want to acknowledge everyone that has bought coffees since I was in the hospital until now. I'm not going to say how much anyone gave or give the comments. I'm just going to read the people who have given coffees to me during that time. So we've got Anonymous, Karen Collins, Someone, Another Someone, Justin Simone, Divinay, apparently an AC/DC fan, Saint Angus Young, Semlakin at gmail.com, Isaac, Carlos Giron, Steve Baker, Danielle Kennedy, Another Someone, Gennaro Castellone, Yvonne Thompson, Anton Patrash MD, Clarinmount20 at gmail.com, Steve, Whiskers, William Stowed, John Gurzo, Kenja Hozakawa, Max Roberts, Bizass19, and Ahmad Rhodes. And again, I want to thank everyone for the support. And again, if you do want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee, and the link will be in the description. If you like what you see, please like and subscribe the video. But I do want to just thank everybody for your support and your prayers. Oh, and I also want to mention a very special thank you to David Duvall, who reached out to me through email, because he had gone through the same thing and saying that if I had any questions that I could reach out to him, which I have, and he's answered me. So I really want to thank you, David, for that. So again, I cannot stress how much I thank for you for your support and all your prayers and all your encouraging comments. And I ask for you to continue praying for me and for my recovery. So until my next video, God bless.